The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter number 9, Text number 4, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 8th, 2010, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter number 9, Text number 4.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Tantaskirus,
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tasyapihava Majasya Vipraputa Sehanubadamana Asamavartanat Sanskaran Yato Padesham Vedadanu Upanitashyacha Punausachacha Maranin Karamani Adamani Bipreta Api Samasikashya Danushishtena Hibavyam Pitu Pritaineti. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Brahman, father's mind, was always filled with affection for his son, Jadbharat Maharaj. Therefore, he was always attached to Jadbharat. Because Jadbharat was unfit to enter the Grihastha Ashram, he simply executed the purificatory process up to the end of the Brahmacharya Ashram. Although Jadbharat was unwilling to accept his father's instructions, the Brahman nonetheless instructed him how to keep clean and how to wash, thinking that the son should be taught by the father. Purport. Jadbharat Maharaj in the body of a Brahman, and he outwardly conducted himself as if he were dull, deaf, dumb, and blind. Actually, he was quite alert with them. He knew perfectly well of the results of fruitive activity and the results of devotional service. In the body of a Brahman, Maharaj Bharat was completely absorbed in devotional service within. Therefore, it was not at all necessary for him to execute the regulative principles of fruitive activities. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sunishtashasya Dharmasya Sangsidir Haridoshanam. Bhagavatam 1.2.13. One has to satisfy Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the perfection of the regulative principles of fruitive activity. Besides that, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharmak Svanushtitak Pungshang Vishvaksena katasuya notpadayed yatirating shama eva hi kevalam. Duty is dharma, executed by men regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the messages of the Supreme Lord. Bhagavatam 1.2.8. These karma kanda activities are required as long as one has not developed Krishna consciousness. If one is developed in Krishna consciousness, there is no need to execute the prior regulative principles of karmakanda. Srila Madhavendra Puri said, "O regulative principles of karmakanda, please excuse me. I cannot follow all these regulative principles, for I am fully engaged in devotional service." He expressed the desire to sit somewhere beneath a tree and continue chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Consequently, he did not execute all the regulative principles. Similarly, Haridas Thakura was born in a Mohammedan family. From the very beginning of his life, he was never trained in the Karmakanda system, because he was always chanting the holy name of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as Namacharja, the authority in chanting the holy name. as Jad Bharat, Bharat Maharaj, was always engaged in devotional service within his mind. Since he had executed the regulative principles continuously for three lives, he was not interested in continuing to execute them, although his Brahmin father wanted him to do so. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Palakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vita Sajiva Sadvaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakandritamscha So one may say, "Oh, this is I like this purport very much." Because I didn't feel like following the rules and regulations. And now all I have to do is be Krishna conscious. I don't have to follow the rules and regulations. I don't have to get up for Mangalarti. You know. I don't have to give up sinful activities. I can just remember Krishna. In fact, I don't even have to chant. Somebody wrote me the other day, they said, you know, I'm always remembering Krishna, so I don't need to chant. So, is that true? Somebody is always remembering Krishna, they don't have to chant. I wrote this gentleman back. I said, actually, without chanting, you cannot remember Krishna consciously. It's not possible. In other words, this person is deluding himself into thinking that he's remembering Krishna constantly. I guarantee you, if you could put a little camera inside his brain and see the thoughts that are going on there, he would not be thinking of Krishna. So it's simply a false show. Oh, I'm always thinking of Krishna. So do not delude yourself into thinking that, oh, I'm always Krishna conscious, so I don't need to follow any regulated principles. Of course, there is a balance. We were talking about balance last night in the class. Vidyam shavidyam yastadvedabhyam saha. So there is a balance there. After all, what is the name of our society? Is this called the International Society for Rules and Regulations? No. This is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, how do you balance it? If you say, well, I'll just be Krishna conscious and no rules and regulations, you'll fall down. If you say, well, I'm going to strictly follow all the rules and regulations, but I'm not Krishna conscious, then I'll also fall down. This is described very nicely by Srila Rupa Goswami. He explains that if you're too negligent of or too attached to rules and regulations, niyam agraha. If you are too attached or too negligent of the regulations, you will fall down from Krishna consciousness. So how do we find the happy balance? It's not an easy question. Because as it is sometimes said, one man's food is another man's poison. In other words, everyone has their own particular point of balance, you see. For a brahmachari, it's one type of balance. For grihastha, it's another type of balance. For a vanaprastha, another type of balance. For a sannyasi, another type of balance. So how do you get, in other words, it's something that's actually, it's like you go to a tailor shop and have a custom made, or like I go to Ganga Prasad, and I have custom made kurti, you see, they measure exactly. So in this way, we have to have a custom fitted program for our balanced position of Krishna consciousness. So how do each of us then get that proper balance for ourselves? That's why Guru is required. That's why senior devotees are required. Because they help us to become balanced in our Krishna consciousness. That we're not too much in the rules, nor are we too negligent of the rules. In the beginning, you may think, well, I have to follow every single rule, you know, just because it's stated that way in the scripture. I have to follow every rule strictly. We read the other day that if you happen to see the face of an atheist, you should immediately go jump in the nearest river with all your clothes on. So how could you go out and preach and spend the whole day over there in the river with that swan we saw last night in the river? Would you be there with a swan in the river? The swan can handle it, but if you stay in the river, you'll die. This time of the year, if you spend too long in the river, you'll be dead. But according to Shastra, you're supposed to stay and go on the river every time you see an atheist. So therefore, the spiritual master, he teaches us what are the proper application of rules and regulations. Just like there's one rule, when you have the boga for offering Krishna, you would never put that in a dirty place. Just like if there was a refrigerator that had meat in it. You would never put the boga for Krishna in the same refrigerator that has meat in it. But there's one devotee who did that. You know who did that? You know who put boga in the refrigerator that had meat in it for offering it? Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada did that. You might say, what? Prabhupada broke the rules? He's a pure devotee. How could he break the rules? But at that time, he had no disciples. He was staying. He was staying in the home of one young couple in New York City. They were vegetarians, actually. But it was cat food. It was for the cat. So if Prabhupada had been very, very strict about every little rule and regulation, could he have preached in America? He would have stayed in Vrindavan. That's another rule. You should never leave Vrindavan. So Prabhupada could have never left Vrindavan if he'd followed all the rules and regulations. So in other words, there has to be a proper understanding of what rules, how to follow the rules, what are important, what are less important, what are not important, etc. There has to be proper understanding. So, if you study Prabhupada's teachings very carefully and study Prabhupada's pastimes, his examples very carefully, then you will get a clear picture of what is practical for Krishna consciousness. I one time asked Srila Prabhupada, what are the rules for a brahmachari? He said a brahmachari should never see the face of a woman. But he said it is not possible in your country. Actually, in India, there's one sect of brahmacharis that have that rule. You see, you can't ever see a woman's face. And if they happen to see the face of a woman, even just for a second, the face of a woman, they have to fast the whole day. So, obviously, they can't be a preaching movement, you see. How you could preach. You see. So we have to see what is practical. But we have to be careful of one cheating method. Which is called taking a drink of water while taking a bath underwater on a fast day. In other words, one type of fasting is to not to drink any water, near jhal fasting, you see. So the devotee wants to say, yes, I am doing near jhal. And then he goes down to the river to take his bath. And he dips down under the water. And while he's down there, he goes, he takes a drink of water while he's under the water, so nobody can see, right? Then he comes back out, I'm doing your job. So we have to be careful of this cheating tendency, you see. To make a show of being very strict in the rules and regulations. Just like Prabhupada always criticized the sannyasis in Vrindavan who were having illicit, wearing saffron but having the illicit sex, you see. In fact, there is a famous bhajan written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In that bhajan, he says, here comes another disciple of Kali. He's got tilak on the nose. He's got kanti mala on the neck. But he's keeping so many women for illicit sex. So we have to be very careful, you see. Well, we have to not simply make a show of following the regulated principles, but we have to actually embrace them within our heart. Not that, well, I make a show of being a good brahmachari. But when I lay down to take rest at night, I just meditate on women, you see. No, one has to be very honest and clean one's heart. Put Krishna in one's heart, you see. Very sincerely, always place Krishna in one's heart. Because we, as we described last night in that verse from the Narada Pancharatra, if you always think of Krishna, you attain the happy state of transcendental association with Krishna. Now just imagine if somebody said, you know, I have an amazing thing. I have a ticket here in my hand for you. And this ticket entitles you to an airplane ride to Goloka Vrindavan. If you will purchase this ticket for the price of faith, as soon as you put your full faith in this ticket, a Vaikuntha airplane will descend to Kaunas. And you can get in that airplane and you can go back to Goloka Vrindavan. Would you be interested if I could give you such a ticket? It's better than Air Baltic, I can guarantee you. Shishi Nitai Gorachandra Ki Jai, Shishi Radhadamana Ki Jai. So, this is the ticket that Prabhupada is giving us. He's giving us the Hare Krishna mantra. He's giving us the deities. He is giving us the process of devotional service. He's giving us a program which will enable us to be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna 24 hours a day. And the Narada Pancharatra states that if one becomes always thinking of Krishna, then he gains the transcendental association of Krishna.
Narada Pancharatra parašyta, kad tas, kuris duoda Krishna samonę, jis gauna Krishna
samonę. You will always be in the association of Krishna 24 hours a day.
Visą laiką būsi Krishna samonė 24 valandas per parą.
And Lord Brahma states, you will also see Krishna. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shamashunya ramachintna gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham damaham bhajami. When you purify your consciousness by this process of Krishna consciousness, completely purified, then you will see Krishna always within and without. Prabhupada guarantees it. Prabhupada is not making an empty promise. Prabhupada is a pure devotee of Krishna. He is giving us the absolute truth. He is giving us the perfect scientific technique. The perfect scientific technique for associating with God and seeing God 24 hours a day. So if I said, God's in the next room, would you like to come in? If you'd like, you come in and meet him. Would you like to go in the next room and meet Krishna? This is what Prabhupada is giving us. He's giving us the facility to actually go and directly see God. This is real religion. Real religion means you can see God. If it's not giving you the facility to see God, then what is it doing? They're teaching you to flatter God so you can get material things. That's all. You can get your material things, but you won't get God. So what is the good of those material things?
You see?
You cannot enjoy them. We try to enjoy these things, but you know what? We're not the enjoyers. So you can't really enjoy.
It's
not possible to enjoy. You may have money, you may have power, you may have fame, you may have big muscles. You cannot enjoy. Because that's not us. Our enjoyment comes by serving the Supreme Enjoyer. That's where we get our enjoyment. It's so easy to do then. But there's so much resistance against that in the material world. They say, oh, you believe in God? You're crazy. You're stupid. Don't you know that's only for old ladies? Cool people don't believe in God. You see, if you're cool, you reject God and you try to be God yourself. This kind of nonsense philosophy is going around the modern day society, you know. The more you can defy God, the more you can become immoral, the more you can become decadent and degraded, you're considered to be cool, you see. It's ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous. It's the complete opposite of the reality. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant to bring things back to the proper perspective. That everyone can understand their relationship with that source of the whole existence. You are not self-manifested. You are coming from an origin other than yourself. And your relationship with that origin for your existence will either make you or break you. If you can live in harmony with that origin of your existence, you will relish the same nectar that that origin of existence relishes. And if you live in a state of disharmony with that origin of your existence, there's no way you can be happy. Because you're out of tune, you're out of sync. You're in a state of disharmony. That origin of our existence is the Supreme Person. And he has been ascertained by great sages to be none other than Lord Sri Krishna. Parang Brahma, Parang Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavam, Purusham Shashvatam Devam, Devyam Adidevam Majangvabhum. Arjuna said, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, the Ultimate Abode, the Purest. You are the original. You're the eternal, transcendental, original personality, the unborn, the greatest. And then Arjuna continued to explain. Ahustang rishayas sarve dirvarshir nadadastata asito devalo vyasa svayam chaiva bravishime. He says, all the great sages have confirmed this truth about you. What great sages? He gave example, Narad Muni, Asita, Devala and Vyas. Vyas is the compiler of the Vedic wisdom. He says, all of these great authorities, they have confirmed this truth about you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me. This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse number 13. So in this way, from the authorized scriptures, and with clear logical analysis, we can place our firm faith in Krishna. We can take all doubts and tell him to get out. Get out, doubt. I don't need you anymore. You've been haunting my brain and making me insane for millions of births. I've had enough of you, Mr. Doubt. Now, with full faith in the scriptures, full faith in the words of Guru and Krishna, now I will embrace this Vedic vision. Unflinching faith. What does flinching mean? I mean, you don't waver, you see. You don't flinch. You're solidly fixed. It's not like you waver. Yashya deve para bhaktir yata deve tatha guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashyante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna. Only unto them is the Vedic knowledge revealed. So, would you like to be a self-realized soul? One who fully realizes the Vedic wisdom? Like Brahmaji, who had a vision of a whole spiritual sky? Would you like to get beyond the bodily platform, the mental platform, even the intellectual platform, completely beyond the false ego platform, and fully realize the absolute truth face to face, eye to eye? You would like that? Then all you have to do is have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna. And you have a solid, ironclad guarantee from the Svetashvatara Upanishad that you will realize the highest truth. So now it's your choice. You can purchase Maya or you can purchase Krishna. Which one will you purchase? It's up to you. You're now in the shopping mall called Life. And you've been invested with energy by the Supreme Lord. He's given you energy. How you spend that energy, that's up to you. You can invest it in sense gratification, or you can invest it in self-realization. No one's going to force you. You're free to spend your energy however you like. But you have to see what's the result.
Turite pastebėti, koks rezultatas nuo to.
If I spend it on sense gratification, what am I getting?
Jei aš išleisiu visą tai ant jūsų netenkinimo, ką aš gausiu?
If I spend it on self-realization, what am I getting?
Ir ką aš gaučiau, jei aš išleisiu tai ant savęs pažinimo?
One should intelligently analyze the difference between spending my energy on self-realization and spending it on Krishna consciousness.
Turime atsargiai analizuoti, ką mes galime gauti jūsų tenkinime ir ką galime gauti savęs pažinime.
We cannot force you to take up Krishna consciousness.
Mes negalime priversti priimti Krishna sąmonę.
But we can clearly describe to you the different results you will get by sense gratification or Krishna consciousness.
Bet galime pasakyti, kokie yra skirtumai tarp.
And then leave it up to you.
Ir taip priklausys tik nuo tavęs.
Which path do you want?
Kurio tu kelio nori?
Boga marg or bhakti marg?
Bogos kelia ar margos
kelia? Marg, you know, path, yeah. Take the path you want. You take boga marg, you take bhakti marg.
Tu priimsi tokį kelią ar tokį?
You can go either way, it's up to you. We're not forcing you on bhakti path.
Tai jūsų kelias, tai nepriklauso tik nuo jūsų.
You want boga path, it's your choice.
Ar tu pasirinksi...
We'll pray for you. That you can take the bhakti path. But it's your choice. You will take the result. So now I can ask if there's any questions. I behind you. I recognized him. You ought to wait. I recognize the one behind you. Huh?
So it's regarding the choice. In one sense, it's told that even a grass cannot move, and in another, that you can choose something. And about controlling the senses. One time you can control senses very strictly, and another time, just these senses can beat you down. And this is, it is from God's, or it's mine. Mm.
Yeah, this is a confusion that is often experienced by newcomers to our philosophy. Because Krishna says that actually, prakriti kriyamana igni gurmai karnani sarvashaha ahankara vimudada kartaham iti manyate. The spirit soul bewildered by the influence of false ego considers himself to be the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. 327 Bhagavad Gita. Give him a Bhagavad Gita, help him out. Hand it to him. Yeah. 327.
Tikroje apgauta dvasinė siela mano, kad ji pati atlieka veiksmus, kuriuos iš tiesų vykdo trys materialios gamtos gunos.
So, when they say, well, it's all the modes.
Tai galima pasakyti tiesiog tai gunos.
I mean, I didn't have illicit sex. The modes did it.
Aš gi neturėjau neleisnius lytinius santykius gunos.
So, I'm not responsible.
Aš nesakingas.
I didn't have a hamburger. The modes did it.
Aš nevalgiu jokio hamburgerio.
So, what is the proper understanding? Why do I have to suffer a karmic reaction when I'm not even the doer? This is sometimes not understood by the neophyte devotees, this point. Well, here's the answer. It's a fact that Krishna is controlling everything. It's like the government. They're controlling the free citizens. And they're controlling the prisoners also in the prison. There's two sets of laws. There's the laws governing the free citizens. And there's the laws governing the prisoners, the criminals. So, it's a fact, you are controlled by the government in either case. But you have a choice which way you would like to be controlled. You can choose to be conducted under the influence of the material energy, which forces you to undergo birth, death, old age, and disease again and again and again. Or you can choose to place yourself under the spiritual energy. It'd be an eternal associate of Krishna and his Nitya Lila. Either way, you're under Krishna's direction. He's the supreme director. But you get to choose plan A or plan B. You want eternity, knowledge, and bliss? Or do you want temporarily ignorance and misery? Your choice. That's under your power. That's under your control. Krishna is supremely independent. And you, being his part and parcel, possess partial independence. Your independence is decided every moment, Krishna or Maya. You choose Krishna, you get the reward. If you choose Maya, you get punishment. Although it appears to be a reward for one who is an illusion. Is it? But the devotee knows, whenever I choose Maya, it is simply punishment. Does that answer your question? Now, your turn. Hari Bol Ananda Prabhu.
So should we follow Jada Bharata's example and
he was trying
to show himself like dumb, deaf, and blind. Should we follow his example?
Why are you asking this question?
Because sometimes I'm like this.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to train you up. You're not Jad Bharat. You cannot imitate a Paramahamsa. If a Godas tries to imitate a Paramahamsa, they become degraded. So you cannot imitate a Paramahamsa. You have to follow the Goswami Marg and follow the rules and regulations. And then you will become Paramahamsa. Don't try to artificially be Paramahamsa. You will spoil your spiritual life. Next question.
In the beginning you mentioned four parts of spiritual life from brahmachari till sannyas.
What about it? Brahmachari
till sannyas.
Sannyas.
Which are connected with four, like Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahman?
No, they are different. They are Varna and Ashram are two separate categories.
There are two different categories. So he wished to ask, like, we are evolutionating from brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, and I wish to ask, what is about our nature? If you are Vaishya, how it's evolutionating?
Yes. The Varnas, they have different... they can progress to different levels within the ashrams. The Brahmana, he can go all the way, you see. He can go all the way from brahmachari... Grihastha Vanaprastha Sannyasi. Brahman, he can go all the way, become sannyasi. Kshatriya, he can only go to the progress level of Vanaprastha. And for the Shudra, there's only one ashram, and that's Grihastha ashram. So, one is in that particular mode of nature, yes, you're not able, someone who's in the mode of ignorance, they cannot become sannyasi.
So you are dependent on gunas. Gunas is like depends on gunas with who you are, like Kshatriya or Vaishya.
Yes, you're according to your qualities. Your position within the Varnasham system is understood. Chirvarnam mayashustam guna karma vibhagasha. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 13.
Pagal tris materialios gamtos gunas ir su jomis susijusi darbą, sukūriau keturių žmonių visuomenės skyrius. Nors esu šios sistemos kūrėjas, žinau, jog būdamas nekintamas, aš nieko neveikiu.
According to your guna, your position within Varnasham is understood, yes. But if you become Krishna conscious, then you become transcendental to your guna. And you can, Vaishnava, he is beyond the Varnasham. So even a Shudra, he can become a twice born Brahmana if he becomes a Vaishnava.
So she
she was depressed. You're told that relationships with that, like with God, he will destroy us or he will create us. What does it mean?
God? Oh, our relationship, yeah, will make us or break us?
Yes, make us.
I said a relationship with God.
With the essential.
With, I forget what my quote was, but yeah, the point was that if you take Krishna consciousness seriously, then you will achieve perfection. If you don't, then you will rot in the cycle of birth and death. So what do you want? You want to go back to Godhead? Or do you want to rot in the cycle of birth and death? What's your choice? Back to Godhead? Alright, then take this process seriously. This will save you. Next question.
Sometimes we are acting mostly we are acting according affection of gunas, and sometimes by God's grace he's helping us. And when we are in
God's grace, no, God is always helping us at every minute.
And I heard that in Holy Dham there is no affection, no affection of gunas.
Effects.
No effects of gunas.
But you have to actually enter the Holy Dham. You cannot enter the Holy Dham by putting your body in the Holy Dham. The only way you can enter the Holy Dham is by the mercy of Guru. It's by leaving aside the gunas. You can't go to the Holy Dham by buying a ticket on Finnair. And then hiring a taxi from Delhi to Vrindavan. You can't go to Vrindavan like that. You can't buy your way by money into Vrindavan. You have to smear your entire consciousness with the dust of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas and the dust of Vrindavan. You have to roll in that dust. Vaishnava foot dust and the Vrindavan dust. You have to roll yourself in that dust. And then you can enter Vrindavan. Can't gate crash your way into the spiritual world. You have to have paid for a ticket. And that ticket is firm faith in Guru and Krishna. Next question.
Can you tell a little bit about life in the spiritual planet?
Yes. It's so amazing. You couldn't believe it. It could be that wonderful. Nobody gets old. Nobody gets sick. The weather is always nice. You don't have to work a job. You don't have to worry about taxes or anything. It's just you get to sing and dance and feast all the time. A big party going on all the time. The women are beautiful. The men are all very handsome. But there's no sex desire. You know, they're the most beautiful women you could ever imagine. Nobody gets lusty. Because Krishna is even more beautiful. Who wants to think about a woman when you can think about Krishna? Because he's more beautiful than millions and billions of women put together and multiplied by 10,000 times.
Nes Krishna yra žymiai gražesnis už moterį, sudėjus 10 tūkstančių moterų ir padauginus daugybę kartų.
Krishna is the supreme superstar.
Krishna yra aukščiausias žvaigždė.
And everybody is just thinking about him and talking about him. You know what Krishna did today?
Ir visi kalba tiesiog apie Krishna. Žinai, ką padarė Krishna šiandien?
Wow, Krishna did that. You know, but you know what he did yesterday?
O žinai, ką padarė jis vakar?
You know what he said to so-and-so? And you know what happened the other day when he was in the forest with the coward boys? In this way, everyone's talking about Krishna and thinking about Krishna. In complete ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. They're running with Krishna, they're playing with
Krishna.
They're having all kinds of pastimes with Krishna. They're serving him, cooking for him, eating his remnants. In this way, even the inanimate objects, they're also conscious. They're also living beings, actually. There's no such thing as an inanimate object in the spiritual world. Those things that are inanimate here, like a flute, for example. Is a flute a person?
No.
It's just a, you know, it's a it's just a piece of metal or a piece of bamboo. It's not a person. But in the spiritual world, everything has personality. Even the flute has a personality. And he loves being played by Krishna. Everything has human consciousness also. A butterfly has human consciousness. A flower has human consciousness. But they play these different roles as non-humans just like in a theatrical production, everybody plays a certain role so the drama can go on very nicely. So I've given you a little description. But if you really want to know what it's like in the spiritual world, I will give you a ticket. And you can utilize this ticket to go there. Would you like to have that ticket? Yes? Okay. Now I will give it to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every day when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna is an airplane also. So every day when you chant in the kirtan and you chant japa mala, you chant in japa mala. Yes. Every day when you chant on your japa mala beads, you're flying on the airplane of the mantra vimana, the airplane of transcendental sound on mantra vimana. You are traveling back to that spiritual world every day when you chant on your beads. So in this way, if you take the ticket in the airplane, then you will find yourself, that day will come when you wake up and you go, wow, I'm in Goloka Vrindavan. That will happen. We guarantee if you'll chant Hare Krishna with love, you will wake up in Vrindavan one day. You'll see Krishna. And you will have a particular relationship with him. You won't just be a spectator. You will be a participant in the pastimes of Krishna. Because previously you were. But you forgot about it and you fell away from it. Now we will help you get back to it. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. Any other questions? Okay, this is the last one. Mm-hmm.
like we have different relationships with Krishna. So this is similar with spiritual masters. There is different relationships. As we have,
every disciple remains the eternal servant of his spiritual master. That doesn't change. But how that service manifests, that you'll find out when you get there. If you want to know what kind of relationship you'll have with your guru when you're in Goloka Vrindavan, there's only one way to find out. You have to become a pure devotee and go back to Godhead. And then you will see what kind of relationship you have with your spiritual master and the spiritual sky. But I guarantee you one thing, you will love it. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarshan and Karmaraj ki
jai.